Imagine if you cannot do it on voice call. You begin with voice call and then continue with voice notes. Voice notes. We will follow.
All right, let's.
Because it seems as if your network is having an issue.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
yes.
My network is not having an issue there. I have to speak your Jesus. We pray that we open our hearts and grant us good to exercise our spirit today. Thanks so much. We thank God that is dwelling in us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Granted that we are going to use grace, background, and understanding. And let your word travel beyond time and space. In Jesus' name. So how much time do I have?
His chest. Because of good.
How much time do I have?
Oh. They should talk now. How much time does he have?
Can you hear me, Palamitra Ima? Can you hear me?
Sound up. Yeah, sound up, yeah.
Okay. I believe that you have 30 minutes, 15 minutes for prayer, 15 minutes for word. You can delegate the prayer or the word to anyone. So you can either delegate the prayer or the word, or you can take both of them. That was the instruction that was given on
before
the platform.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you wanted someone to take any one of them, I think you should have informed the person earlier. So.
Okay. Yeah. So it's left to be done. Okay.
Can Parliament at next time for students?
With what? With what, please?
Some series of worship.
Okay. Shall be in the mode of worship. You are the God who was, who is and is to come, Jesus, Jesus, and He. Jesus, you are the miracle working God. You are Yahweh. You are are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Jesus. 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 Alpha and Omega. You are Jesus, Alpha and Omega. And all life you have been faithful. All life you have been so, so good. With every breath that we are able, oh, we will sing of the goodness of God. All life you have been faithful. And all life you have been so, so good. With every breath that we are able, oh, we will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, we will sing all the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, is running after us. Your goodness is running over, is running over us. Got your life laid down and surrendered all and gave you everything. Your goodness is running over, is running over us. For our life you have been faithful, and our life you have been so, so good. With every breath that we are able, and we will sing of the goodness of God. Lord, we will sing of the goodness of God. Amen.
We'll give it to God. Amen. Can we come in here and just with the David and now it seems.
It seems your network is wavy.
Okay, can you hear me now? Just go. I want to give it a short thought.
I don't know if maybe you can move around where you are a little bit.
not kind of thing.
If you can move around, you're breaking.
Around you, okay.
Great is your faithfulness, morning by morning, your mercies we see. All that we need and ask has provided. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto thee.
Can we hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, keep
talking. Okay. I want to confirm if David and John are still with us.
Yeah, the network is much is better now. We can hear you clear.
We are with
okay.
you.
How about David? Yeah, okay. Okay. So let's pray. At any point in time where you guys don't hear me again, just let me know.
Yeah, just know this position is quite better here.
Okay, let's pray. Oh Lord, we're at your feet this day. That you will baptize us in your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask, even as we have no power of our own, you have bestowed upon us the power from the heavens. We ask that your spirit will take over into this meeting in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask that you will take over our hearts, take over our tongue to speak words which are from you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I can't get email from John and David. I have to be sure that they're still connected.
Amen.
How about David?
A resounding amen.
Okay, I just move on. Our topic is worshiping God in truth and in spirit. Worshiping God in truth and in spirit. And Bible is taken from the book of John, are we still with me, please?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
In John chapter 4, verse 21 to 24. Can anybody help us with that reading? MP John, please help us.
Yes, John chapter 4, verse 21. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Hold on, please. Jesus, John chapter 4, verse 21. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father." Verse 22. "You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is from the Jews." Yes, sir.
Continue to 24.
Okay. Verse 23. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. Verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Praise God. Our emphasis is on verse 23, which says, "For the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." Praise. Are we still with me?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, just yes. Yeah, just go on. Go on speaking. If we can't hear you, we'll let you know.
Go on speaking. Okay.
Yeah, if we can, if there's any time that we can hear you, we'll call your attention.
Any time we can hear you. Okay, I'll just, the Bible teaching may not be as long as we ought to, but then I'll try my best, God help me, to pass down the message that is me. Go by definition of worship in the first place. What is worship? You all know so many Christian mistake worship to be a slow pattern of song where your heart is, so to speak, is lifted up to the heavens. But believe me, you worship to God is actually the totality of our being offered to God in our speech, in our word, in our conduct. Our life as a whole is a living sacrifice. That is our worship. Our life as a whole should be a living sacrifice to God. That is the definition of worship, not any form of slow song. I'll just say that the true definition of worship is when you are totally sold out to God. When your life is totally sold out to God. And so I see many Christians missing it. In so much so that they have a pattern for everything. They have a pattern for song, a pattern of service. Those things are good, but we are so used to pattern, even when the Spirit is telling us, no, this is ought to be this, this is ought to be that, this is ought to be this. And so many young Christians who are coming up with that same pattern, it's almost so that anytime they miss any Christian gathering, they feel guilty because the gathering is now becoming religious, where we have what we do at every time. But I want to encourage us that we should begin to worship God in truth and in spirit. In truth and in spirit. And let it not be religious. Let it not be religious. Now, the only prayer we are going to pray is that God should teach us what it means to worship him in truth and in spirit. God should teach us what it means to worship him in truth and in spirit. When I got to school here, I saw so many Christian gathering, and at first my religious mind was like, join that one, join this one, join that one, join this one. But I stood back and I took my time. I said, is that what it really means to worship God in truth and in spirit? And I saw that, no, that is not it. So I don't miss the way. So many people have missed the way, and they've engaged themselves with so much activity, so to speak, and they are missing it at the end of the day. They are missing it. In fact, there are some that take up the religious aspect of the whole thing, but they neglect how their life is being spent for God.
You see them, it's only when they are in gathering that their life looks normal. Everybody comes to church with an holy hand. But if you check their life individually, you begin to see so many things that shouldn't be found in the life of a Christian. And so we are going to pray that the Lord will be able to teach us at every point in time to worship Him in truth and in spirit. Are we still with me?
Yes, we are with
Can
you.
Can I get the next one?
We are with you.
Okay. And so our prayer point, sorry, the short one, is a very short one, but I know we get the message behind it, that at every point in life, that the Lord will help us to worship Him in truth and spirit. If you worship God in truth and spirit, paying of tithe and offering won't be under compulsion. You will just do it as one who is being led by God. Can we all begin to pray that the Lord will open up our heart of understanding to know what it means to worship Him in truth and in spirit? Can we all pray?
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let us dwell upon our own power, upon our own flesh, upon our own strength, but not in the spirit and truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
I'm drawing a very clear example because I've been a religious man. Back when I was in Abuja, I thought worshiping God is rendering service simultaneously. I really want to do so many things. And at the end of the day, I noticed that even the purpose of coming to church is no longer being fulfilled. And I go back home very angry, tired. And I feel obligated to do so many things, and I force myself to do them because I know that once if I reject doing it, I will make some enemies. And so I just do it so everybody will be living happy. And when I got here, I changed my ways. I said, no. It ought not to be so. It ought not to be so. And I dropped those activities I used to do before. I dropped them. I said, no, I will no longer do this. Now, I want to learn what it means to worship God in truth and spirit. And God so be the glory. He has been teaching me little by little. I've now been understanding. But I will take that for you again, that we will not take up activity in the place of worshiping God in truth and spirit. Can we begin to pray again that the Lord should help us? To worship Him in truth and spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
mercies we come to your feet this day. And we ask that upon every one of us, you will teach us to worship you in truth and in spirit in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask, even as a father you are to us, if you continue to read that Bible passage, you see where it was written that God is a spirit, and they that must worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. And if you are longing to worship God, it means you have to worship him through his spirit within you. Oh Lord, we ask that at every point in time you will lead us by thy spirit within us to worship you acceptably in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That will be all from me. Sorry it did not take too long, but that is what I have to deliver today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Seems David is not responding. Okay, can MP John help us with that? MP John.
I think John is speaking, but his audio is not coming out.
Oh, okay.
It is not working.
Okay, Mr. Tony, please help us with the closing prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want to be sure that they can hear us so that they will know that we have actually closed the section. So let's wait for 1 minute to see if we can get hold of them before we close, so that they'll be. If we just close and end the call without them responding, they might not know that we have actually ended. So, if David can hear, if John can hear, we are waiting to hear from you.
I'm with you.
All right. It seems like you could not hear MP Emma. He was trying to get hold of you. I mean MP David.
Yeah. I heard him. Yes, I heard him.
Okay.
I thought John wanted to speak.
Okay. How about you, John? MP John, can you hear? MP John, can you hear us? Well then, let's end the reception. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
For the time you've given to us.
To actually delve into the word.
We thank you, Lord King of Glory, for using MP Emma to furnish us this day concerning worship. And what he has actually given to us by the Spirit of God is something that I have received in my spirit, we have received in our spirit. You know, actually, we never thought that worship could entail, even as he has exposed to us this day, meaning the totality
of yourself, the totality of yourself. It's not just in the music that is being played, but in the totality of yourself. You as a living sacrifice. Father, we thank you for the opening of the eyes. We thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the grace to be able to do even as we have heard. Father, help us, O Lord, King of glory, that we be a true worshiper of the Lord in spirit and in truth. Father, this we ask, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We also pray for every member of the parliamentarian, even Emma, that you continue to open unto us more grace for utterance, for teaching, and to give us understanding. Father, this we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, I think John is maybe his network. So it's nice it's nice to hear from every one of you tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
We anticipate tomorrow's introduction.
Yeah.
All right. We ask that the Lord will take control.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you all. Have a good night.